KTTK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger, Norm in New York, Mickey at Valley Ranch, and Reiner and Dan McDowell at the Varsity Club in Frisco. Pick-by-pick coverage of the NFL Draft begins Saturday morning at 11 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Boy, did the folks at Dueling Chefs fix us up or what?
Man, those are good.
My gosh, they come out with some great pastries.
Desserts and stuff. Wow.
Dueling Chefs.
Yes.
Out in South Lake. Wow.
Very nicely done, man.
Thank you, Troy. That was wonderful.
Well, apparently there was a news story this weekend. Now, unfortunately, I didn't watch a whole lot of news this weekend, so I kind of missed this. I'm not terribly up to speed on this, but apparently I guess this might fall under the heading of hippo talk, huh?
Yeah, kinda. There's no doubt. I didn't know this was going on either until Danny came in the meeting and said he had heard something from someone.
Well, then, with more on that, here's Danny.
I did hear, when I was coming to work today, leaving the house, my neighbor was talking about this, and I just kind of overheard him in a conversation with my wife saying something about a cobra on the loose in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Cobra.
And I looked on, you know, the usual suspect internet sites and couldn't find anything on
Cobra.com.
Yeah. Okay.
Keeps tabs on all cobra activities.
We'll hear that on robot.org. But anyway, some guy, P1, emailed me a link to the story, and it was on NBC5i.com. So it's a local NBC5 news story. Now, let me just read a little bit of this. It says, the search continued Monday for a deadly cobra believed to be living beneath a Dallas apartment building. Animal control officials last week had already captured one Sufan cobra on the property at the 5200 block of Fleetwood Oaks and said that another is still living there.
Okay, now, what section of Dallas is that?
That is our neighborhood.
Not far from the mothership.
Oh, good God.
That is right up Maple.
I hope one pulls up underneath your car, Grego. Doesn't bite you, but at least scares you into a mild heart attack.
So you're wishing a heart attack.
All right!
Mild, just
you're
scares you,
a heart attack,
and it knocks you down, and you get back up, and you run away. One of those.
Well, experts say that these snakes are the...
I don't think that's a very common strain of heart attack that you're talking about there. Usually when you have one, the way I understand them, you don't get up and run away.
No? So Corby's wishing a heart attack on them.
Not really, not a big one.
Now, these snakes are said by experts to be the most toxic, most aggressive snakes in the world. According to Mike Watson of the Dallas Zoo, he says, in a place that we're not used to seeing them in, there is a possibility that they could envenomate someone if they come across them. The threat of a potentially fatal bite has kept neighbors on edge, especially those who have already seen the reptiles in person. So people have actually seen these.
Well, if you've seen them, kill them.
Right, okay, why don't you do it then? Why don't you go over there and kill them?
Yeah, snake man.
You think
man.
You got the balls to go up to a cobra that's like standing about 3 foot high and just staring at you with that big hood?
One of the residents said it just stood up and I said, my God, that's a cobra.
Cobra. All right, so we just saw NBC Channel 5 run a...
Well, would you like to hear how they're speculating how they got here?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Let's see. They said the snake is a native to Thailand, wound up living on the property, but experts have theories that said chances are someone brought it over for a pet, and it obviously escaped their control. Either that or somebody's playing a terrific practical joke.
A pet.
Do you need a pet cobra?
No, and whoever did that should go to prison for 5 years.
Why 5 years?
That's just...
Those snakes don't know what they're doing. Leave them alone. They need to be caught and then transferred somewhere where they can be
the zoo.
Saved.
No, they need to be killed.
No, they don't.
Why? Why do they need to be killed?
Because why? Because if they bite you, you're basically dead.
So they should eradicate every poisonous snake in the country.
Yes, they should. Yeah.
Because
I'd sleep a lot better at night.
Oh, you fear the snake in your house?
I fear the snake. Yeah, I do.
Snake.
I fear the snake.
Now, NBC did run a package on this at about 5:20, and the only reason we're playing this audio is because it's freaking hilarious.
It's chock full of drop possibilities.
Oh, my God.
I mean, chock full of show open possibilities whatnot.
This could actually be the show open for the rest of the week.
Yeah, keep that in mind as you're listening to it.
All right, go ahead.
We first told you about the unwanted creature on Friday right here on NBC 5 News at 5. Well, tonight, an expert has been called in to try and catch the unwanted guest. NBC 5's Kevin Coakley is live with the story. Kevin?
Well, as you can imagine, the residents here remain on edge tonight, and they are pinning their hopes on a professional.
Listen to this guy.
This has gotten me very upset.
Marie Garrison spent the day snake watching, a mouse once used as possible snake bait by her side.
Everybody's been on edge since last week when the snake's been sighted, and I think people are going to continue to be on edge until the snake is caught.
Residents of the Greenbrier Place condominiums have been nervous ever since last week when the first deadly cobra was spotted and later captured. Now property managers have hired a professional snake catcher to catch the second, much larger snake.
He came out here and he sat out here and he waited. He wanted to see if maybe the snake would come out of its hiding place. It'll be a lot easier for him to catch the snake if it comes out rather than him having to go underneath the crawl space in the building after it.
Well, after taking a quick look over the weekend, Daryl Sprout with Snake Removal Incorporated is back here, arrived just a few minutes ago. Daryl, good luck with this. Listen, tell me exactly what you're going to do, and you got to be very careful. The nearest venom, anti-venom, is in Brownsville, Texas.
Right, which probably won't make it here fast enough, frankly. If I don't do this right, I may well be toast. It's an animal, it's a species I've handled before, but never in a 24-inch crawl space. That's the rub.
So how careful and what exactly are you hoping to do once you get under the building and locate the snake?
Well, that's the first trick, is locating him, finding him before he finds me. The second trick is actually getting the right positioning to where I can work from the end of a 3-foot pair of tongs instead of having to work hand-to-hand. Because while I'm capable of that when I'm on my feet, the snake can move a lot faster on his tummy than I can on mine.
Well, good luck. And keep us posted.
Thank you.
Hope to see you soon alive.
Me
I'm
too.
Sure you will be. You've got plenty of stuff here.
Oh, yeah.
You know what you're doing. Thanks, Daryl. We'll talk to you later. Of course, we're going to have crews here through the evening to watch him come out, hopefully with that cobra by the throat, right? Or it's all throat. Right?
Well, or all tail.
All tail. Live in Dallas, Kevin Coakley, NBC 5.
Thanks, Kevin. I don't know whether to call him brave or something else.
God.
Well, you can tell that Kevin Koch was a guy that's used to reading off a teleprompter. He wasn't real good.
They all are.
He was awful.
Boy, and how cocky was the snake handler?
Well, if I don't do things right, I may be toast.
I may be toast.
Boy, you know what I fear in this world very, very badly?
I could think of a couple of things.
Mm-hmm. Pant crapping being one.
Stealing mine.
It's not really a player. I fear the crawl space. I was just sitting here thinking, if someone were to come to me and said, okay, here's the deal. All you have to do is crawl. First of all, I'm claustrophobic as it is.
Mm-hmm.
But with a snake in a crawl space, if they were to say, we'll give you $20 million to crawl in there and get that snake, I wouldn't even think about it. I'd turn it down immediately.
What if it was a grass snake? It wasn't venomous.
It won't bite you.
Yeah. But you still fear the
little snake?
All
garter
snakes
snake?
Are poisonous to me.
Good. By the way, Mike's second biggest fear is going to the grocery store and finding out they're all out of wipes.
Oh, Mike. That's terrible.
No, not really.
Mike Reiner.
It just wasn't funny. No, I've never purchased wipes.
Poor Mike.
Not funny.
You and your wipes.
Don't have any use for them.
Yet.
Michael?
Yes. So I don't like it that there is a wild snake loose.
What was his company called?
Snake Removal Incorporated.
Yeah, Snake Removal Incorporated. We're talking to Daryl from Snake Removal Incorporated.
You know what? He kind of over-dramatized it a little bit. I can promise you that anti-venom serum, I can promise you it's a little bit closer than Brownsville before he crawls in there.
And why is it in Brownsville? Why are they monopolizing all of the cobra anti-venom? We're the biggest market in Texas.
I can promise you he's not going under there if there's not one pretty close to it.
Probably because all those Mexicans dealing with, like, Santeria down there, handling snakes and stuff. They need all that down there. That's what I'm reading on snake.com.
Well, those snakes over there are ridiculous. My dad told me when he's over there in Vietnam that they have a
some kind of snake over there they call the two-stepper.
Right.
That if it bites you, you take two steps and die.
I'm sure that's not what the proper educational name is, the two-stepper.
No.
What kind of snake is it, Greg?
It's some kind of cobra.
I can't wait to cut this segment tomorrow.
Well,
or the next day.
That'll give us something to watch on the news tonight.
Yeah, watch out tonight.
Now, they said at I believe in the 6 o'clock hour, they're going to go live to the snake handler going into the crawl space.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to mic him up?
I think so.
They got me. Oh, God.
Do they have anything on Channel 5 tonight that's that great?
Monday? I don't know. Fear Factor or something?
Maybe they ought to just carry this live. Turn this into Baby Jessica or something.
Okay.
Good. Good. Good job.
Have it fun.
Thank you. Cobra loose. All right. The stars are done. We get into their scene next here on The Ticket.